As proposed by @pkaczmarek2, I'll try to share some ideas for my OpenBeacon IoT firmware extensions and features here, starting, as requested, with the extended DS118B20 driver. The code is in PR1627. I'll start with some information and screenshots, but I would be glad to get some feedback on more basic questions in the later part of this post. So, only getting the already present driver, /source/driver/DS18B20.C working wasn't that hard. The most crucial part, timing of the one-wire protocol, was done and improved with many support from others for the simple driver. So there only was the driver layer missing. The protocol was working quite good now. So the first approach was move all basic functions into a separate file. So all the basic one-wire or DS18B22 functions, up to read-write a byte, could be shared between the two drivers. A bit more challenging were some general decisions. How to handle the sensors? A brief excursion. All sensors have a unique address that allows them to be addressed on the bus, making it possible to distinguish multiple devices on this bus. The simple driver takes the easy route. It exclusively uses the option, similar to a broadcast in a network, to address all devices. To read the temperature, the procedure here is all devices prepare for temperature reading, and then all devices write temperature, and all devices refer to the one sensor on that pin. This approach does not work with multiple sensors, at least for reading. If several sensors report their temperature simultaneously, it goes awry. Therefore, the addresses of the sensors must be queried individually. All devices prepare for temperature reading, and then sensor A, write temperature, sensor B, write temperature, and so on. The driver must first know the addresses of the devices, the sensors. To achieve this, the driver has the ability to determine all sensor addresses using a clever algorithm. For those interested, you can check out. I have used the following data structure. This also clarifies which features the driver should have, in my opinion. For a single sensor, it doesn't matter, but with multiple sensors, it's worth considering. The sensors should be able to have a name assigned, as it's easier for us humans to associate kitchen or bedroom than 28-FF-3C-01-12-34-56-78 or 28-7B-9C-01-23-45-67-89. All information that I previously had only for the entire system is now needed per sensor. On which pin should it be searched for? When did this sensor last respond? Which channel should be used for the temperature? So, how does it look like? This is the main page after starting the driver with 10 not configured DS18B20 clones. Maybe you want an idea of how my setup looks like? I made a small testing breadboard that will provide two buses with 7 and 3 sensors, and one single sensor. The 7 and single sensors are meant to be used exclusively. They share the 4.7 kiloohm resistor, thanks to Git user RPV-Tomsk, CPR PR number 1579. Using HAL pin setup input pull-up, it might also work without an external pull-up. Now, to configure the sensors, you might use the commands of the driver. Obviously, you start with start driver DS1820, start the driver. Optional, set the interval for reading the sensors, defaults to 15 seconds, also present in simple mode. The driver will scan all pins configured as DS1820IO to find the addresses of all sensors. You can then configure the sensors with the following commands. DS18B20_setSensor, address, GPIO, name, channel. Configure sensor address, sensor name, and optional, a channel. Examples. If sensor address is known, the sensor was found on initial scan. Pin, name, and channel are set/updated. If sensor is not already in the list, it will be added, along with pin, name, and channel. This means we could use the driver even without the complex scanning of the bus. It's quite a large function, and in best case only needed once, to identify the sensors on the first start. Later, the addresses are known and could be set directly. DS1820_setResolution, bits, sensor address. Set the temperature resolution of one or all sensors, if optional address is not present. Also present in simple mode. Only argument is resolution there. Examples. Important note, for the majority of my clone DS18B20, setting the resolution doesn't work. They will always use 12-bit resolution. DS18_B20_scan sensors clears all data and scans all buses for attached sensors. If you added a sensor, or not all sensors have been detected, you can start over with a new scan. Drawback, you will lose all configured data, but thanks to set sensor, you can easily add them later again. Since I like it easy, I also added a simple configuration page to do all the settings. It also allows to generate a backlog command of all the configuration. This way, you can easily copy and paste this to autoexec or as a startup command and preserve the settings over a reboot. In my case, the resulting command is, the main page will reflect the changes. You can see the description per sensor, and the channels are updated. So I hope this gives a first idea on what I did and how to use the driver. You might have noted, the driver is called DS1820. The commands, DS18B20_XXX. This is due to the fact that I started with a alternate full driver, additionally to the simple driver, moving some of the simple driver's code to a shared code file. RPV Tomsk proposed to use only one file, so I integrated all into one file where a hashtag define DS1820full1 will select the full code. So here is my first question to the other developers and supporters. What do you think is better, having only one code file with hash defines to select the features? Changes made are always made for both versions. No need for a separate DS1820 protocol file for shared code. Many hash time defines sometimes make it hard to read the code, might lead to mistakes. Leaving switching back to three files, simple, full, and shared code? Much easier to read. No need to have several hash defines inside the functions. If changes are made, we need to touch two files. If it's in some common code, it's plus or minus if we also need to change it in two places in one file, if it's inside hash defines. Then, the big question at the end, do we need this at all? Are there many users waiting to attach a number of sensors? Yes, I made all the effort for this, but there could also be a small solution. Multiple sensors, but with multiple GPIOs, one sensor per pin. No need to struggle with addresses, just looping through all pins with role DS1820IO. The channel is already set, together with the pin, and I know that sensor on pin 18 is in the kitchen, and the one on pin 21 in the living room. So feel free to give comments in every direction. Added after 14 minutes. For a W800, the additional size, simple to full, is about 6K. We have the complex scanning, but especially the nice configuration GUI will blow the image.